Clinton says the Obama administration has wide-ranging concerns about Burma, going well beyond the Aung San Suu Kyi case, including army mistreatment of women, repression of minorities, and possible Burmese military cooperation with North Korea. But as she prepared to join in a dialogue Wednesday with members of ASEAN, including Burma, on the Thai resort island of Phuket, the secretary sounded a conciliatory note, saying the United States is open to a better relationship if the Burmese government deals with those concerns.
We are willing to have a more productive partnership with Burma if they take steps that are self-evident, you know, end the violence against their own people, including the minorities that they have been focused on in the last months, end the mistreatment of Aung San Suu Kyi, end the political prisoners in detention who have been rounded up by the government, and other steps that Burma knows it could take.
Clinton, who spoke to reporters after a meeting with Thai Prime Minister Apesit Wichichiwa, said the Obama administration has put its review of Burmese policy on hold pending the outcome of the trial of Aung San Suu Kyi, who faces a possible prison term for violating terms of her long-running house arrest. Senior administration officials say Clinton has no plans to meet her Burmese counterpart in Phuket, but that other members of the U.S. delegation could interact with the Burmese. The officials said the same applies to North Korea, which is sending a senior diplomat, though not its foreign minister, to the ASEAN dialogue, where more than 20 countries will be represented. Clinton will have separate bilateral meetings in Phuket with the foreign ministers of China, South Korea, Japan, and Russia, the other parties to nuclear negotiations with North Korea, to discuss ways of getting Pyongyang to return to the Chinese-sponsored six-party talks. She said a list of incentives could be offered to North Korea if and when it rejoined the talks and moved to end its nuclear program, but that there is no evidence of its willingness to do so at this time.
We think there is a different path for North Korea to follow, that there is an opportunity which is theirs for the taking, but they have to be willing to change their behavior and agree to denuclearize North Korea, which will mean that the entire Korean Peninsula is denuclearized. And we stand ready to respond if we get any signal that there would be a serious commitment to doing that.
In her remarks after meeting the Thai Prime Minister, Clinton referred to the political unrest that has plagued Thailand since a military coup in 2006 and disrupted an ASEAN summit earlier this year. She said the United States is confident the Thai people can work through the challenges in a way that upholds the country's constitutional principles and democratic traditions, and that they can count on U.S. support as they pursue reconciliation and find a path forward. David Gullis, VOA News, Bangkok.